Finance and economics.
Clearing houses and Brexit. Clearing out. New European proposals might force euro clearing out of London.
Brexit has thrust a mundane, if crucial, bit of financial market plumbing into the spotlight. The clearing of financial instruments. Clearing houses sit in the middle of a securities or derivatives transaction and ensure that deals are honoured even if one counterparty goes bust. In November, a study commissioned by the London Stock Exchange, or LSE, warned that if euro clearing was forced out of the city, 83,000 British jobs could be lost and a further 232,000 affected. On May 4th, the European Commission said it was looking into new rules for euro-denominated clearing. One option is relocation from London, an idea greeted in the city with a mixture of incredulity, disdain, and fear. In the wake of the financial crisis, the G20 group of big economies made it mandatory to settle most simple derivatives trades through clearing houses. By 2016, 62% of the notional $544 trillion global over-the-counter derivatives market was settled in this way. Globally, London handles 37% of foreign exchange derivatives and 39% of interest rate derivatives, including three-quarters of those in euros. So, unsurprisingly, it also dominates clearing. LCH, a clearinghouse that is part of the LSE, clears over 50% of all interest rate swaps across all currencies. Around 75% of those in euros are cleared in London. But centralising clearing concentrates risk. The failure of a clearinghouse would be disastrous. So clearinghouses require collateral from the counterparties using them and must submit to close supervision. The European Central Bank has long worried that it has no direct control over euro-denominated clearing outside the euro area, yet any problems would embroil banks and payment systems within it.